Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys morning. I love the stupid bitch right there at the beginning. I added a little something extra. I like it.
Remix!
Oh, can I get a third one for Beetlejuice? I don't know.
Oh, if you say it three times, Lady Brian appear.
You know what?
That'd be kind of cool.
I'll tell you a funny thing is the other day somebody pointed out to me, not in a dickhead kind of way, but look at that. And it says, when we say her name, we say Lady Bryant. That's the way the transcript says it, Lady Bryant. And I'm like, she should just roll with that. That's a tough name to have in the 80s. What's up, 80?
Yeah, I mean, it could be like if she wanted to rap on the side, it could be a rap name or...
Little 80.
I don't know what she does now. It's like, you know, she was great and just dropped
off.
She
calls other women bitches for money. I mean, really, that's what she does.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like what?
Who she called a bitch or whatever. It's not nice.
She called like 8 people a bitch. It was a big roast.
Yeah, she called Sterling K. Brown Stupid K. Bitch. She was going around the room and just... That was the setup.
Maybe that's why we don't see her working much anymore.
Probably.
She went called all the...
Like Natalie Portman.
It's like these... they'll leave SNL and like go to... Oh, I have a project at Hulu or whatever. And it's like... What's buried with a bunch of other stuff nobody's going to watch?
Yeah. There's that one guy that left Saturday Night Live. We might be one of the last... Whatever's that like sits around and talks about SNL still, but I still watch it. Even the years I hated it, I still watched it.
Yeah, I'm always gonna watch.
It's like wrestling.
Every once in a while, I watch it.
But the whole thing about his name was right on the end of my tongue. He left over some kind of dispute over something and says, you know what? I don't need you. I'll be bigger than you. And he kept rolling from job to job. Tear him, kill him.
Oh, yeah.
That guy
yeah.
kept working in very odd ways. Like, you must have had some dirt on somebody. You left, and they're like, all right, we'll keep you working as long as you don't ever say anything.
Well, I forgot he was on Mad TV for years and years.
I did not know that.
Maybe we had Chris Parnell on it, and we were like, it's like, man, that sucks. You got, you know, fired from SNL. He was like, I was tired of it at that point.
All right, boy, the way they describe it, it's got to be kind of miserable. Unless that's, you know, their way of just, you know, $7 in my pocket on the way to California.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a team of writers we never see, and they're acting like, yeah, we stayed up all night writing this sketch.
Yeah, what is somebody's team? What is that
if they're
mean?
Importing them from China?
Yeah, they are. There's like some Chinese SNL that...
Yeah. Bo and Yang.
Successful. Oh, yeah.
He brought... Oh, my God.
That's why they figured it out.
Bo and Yang. You wouldn't
he's
know
funny.
It. But he's maybe has some Asian in his blood. Some kind, I'm not sure. It's you know, that's another one. If I were Asian, I would probably get right pissed off or whatever at, you know, because I'm from a continent, I'm being called as a continent. That's like somebody calling me a North American. It's like, no. But nor am I a South American either. Yeah, I need to point that I'm from Southern America. I'm a Southern American. I'm a Southern American, but not a North American. So if you're from China or Japan or, you know, God, what's the Nam? You know, anywhere over there. Nam. You don't want to maybe just be called an Asian. I get that.
What's but like
then
the
again,
old...
for old Honky Tonk Peckerwood here, it's tough for me to, what am I, you know, am I to guess? Am I to say, well, I mean, look at the way you dress there.
That's a great album name. Somebody come get it.
Which one? Honky Tonk Peckerwood?
Honky Tonk Peckerwood. Blake Shelton says the name of his last album was literally like a perfect, God dang it. I keep wanting to say Usual Suspects and Perfect Strangers and mix them. He said literally he looked around and then saw, I forgot the name of the album. He named it off some warning label off his tractor or whatever.
Oh.
So it was like one of those situations. See, he should have went with Honky Tonk Peckerwood.
That... You know, I've heard that story so many, not that particular one, but so many stories where, you know, they needed a title for the song and we're like, call it Untitled. And they're like, no, it's hard to find in the future to be on the internet. People want to know how to look up the one song. And they were like, okay, give me Federal Court Sheriff. Sorry, I was looking at the news. Give me Good Time Attorney.
Oh, I forgot he signed it too. That's worth a little money now.
Give me. Oh, we need a new story on the channel. Say, live. Give me live. Oh, it's already taken. There's that band about the pregnant woman, remember?
That's a great band.
Lightning Crashes.
Started thinking Shane Gillis not getting that job was the best thing that ever happened to him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But also, that weird kind of, you know, you would have A list, B list, C list, D list. It really ended at the D. Am I right, Paige?
Hey, now we're talking.
There's never any E list or we've had F list, but those can be pleasurable or you want to, you know, like, man, F that person. That's a fun word, isn't it? It can mean I want you so bad or I hate you so much. F that person. Oh, you want to? No, I mean like,
Yeah, blank them off.
No, like that.
You feel like you're going to get one up on them, but
yeah,
being a grudge.
Yeah.
It's going to be a grudge.
Having the story of, we stay up all night and we write these bits and all this stuff. I don't know that I believe that.
You don't make a whole lot of money doing that job either.
Mm-mm.
I think the top person there was making like, that's going to sound like a lot, but like $5,000 or $6,000 a week.
Yeah.
In that business.
In that
depends
town.
On where you are.
Like, that's
here would be good, but anywhere else. Well, I don't know. It's changing here. I take that back.
Plus, it's like, I mean,
I forgot how high rent is.
So when these suckers leave the show, I'm like, do you have enough money to make it? Because, you know, like when Sandler left, he had movies lined up and, you know, other people had stuff going on.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it's almost like how you're going to shudder if I say his name, P. Diddy. You know, him and kind of like the MLM that Dr. Dre started where, you know, all right, I will sign you Slim and then we will get 50 and then 50 Cent and all the money slides back to me.
It's like multi-level marketing.
Yeah, I get a little residual off of each of those. You notice how, you know, Lorne Michaels, he's listed as like a producer or some kind of executive on most of those projects that go out.
Oh yeah.
So I think he's just sitting back.
Dude, that's a great example.
Prospecting.
Actually,
prospecting.
That's probably the best example you gave. Like Dr. Dre, Eminem, and then that went down to 50 Cent from Eminem.
Yeah.
And then even he's got it going. Like
Vitamin Water.
Oh yeah. And signing artists too at the 50 Cent level, the record label game. Like it's still making money.
That is something, man. I could probably be stereotyping here, but like that's one where. I thought an industry said, you know what, screw record companies. We're going to start our own. But then you also look, and it always goes back to the evil, the so-called evil, whatever. Like, you know, who is Dr. Dre's best friend? Not somebody that you think of a gangster rapper being best friends with.
Nope.
But ended up making headphones together and having a very nice exit on that.
It was Iveen's idea first and then brought it to Dre. Then they're like, we're just going to give them to celebrities.
Like the Foreman grill, dude. I mean, the Hogan grill.
It's mine, brother. God, what a genius Iveen was and is.
What if the Hulkster got to heaven? They're like, all right, Hulk. Come on, man. The George Foreman story. We know that wasn't true. We were watching. That was a fun episode of your life that day. When you started telling all those crazy lies. We don't know if you're going to get the... Come into the big ring up here, brother.
So it makes you wonder what didn't work with certain people. Okay. Hogan was a huge name. The pasta maker should have worked. Hell, he got his own store in the Mall of America when they did the first episode of Nitro.
I mean, that's absolutely true. What am I saying? I was going to say, but that was all kind of a pop-up kind of thing. But, I mean, it was what it was.
Like, how did it not work? Is it too hard to make pasta? I don't know. Never made it.
It seems very. I've never made it either. I've watched people make it.
It might be difficult. I don't know.
They griped about it the whole time. Like, it was a regretful move.
I use the Foreman grill a lot. It ain't that good.
It dries your meat out too much.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. You're never going to get that grill taste. And nothing you get indoors is going to get that grill taste.
No, and that's a, God, I know. I don't know what that is.
Charcoal.
It's kind of mixed with the outdoors.
Yeah.
Just to smell better. It's like a hamburger. Like one of the most simple things that should not be as botched up as it is at certain restaurants. A hamburger. And I often wonder if they went outside and cooked it. I bet it would taste better. It's just the fact it's confined into that kitchen. And all them other aromas and smells are going around in there that it just sucks up a little bit of everything. And it's like,
It's a little game. These indoor grills do not replicate what a grill does.
No.
Having an outdoor kitchen is really nice.
God, that would be.
Oh, man. Yeah,
by the pool and stuff, it's nice.
Yeah, they got their brick oven out there and they got the grill entombed in the brick or granite or whatever the hell.
Yeah. Set out on the deck. Look up, watch TV. But you don't think that I know somebody that had a, it wasn't just your typical, what is this, like a 24-inch TV? Like, it was probably like a...
Oh, yeah.
Did they come in singles? Like, you know how jeans don't come in like, hey, I wear a size 35. You wear like a 34, 36. So do TV screens come in? Can I get like a 33-inch? Can I get a 57-inch? Do they always have to be the even numbers?
I think it's a good mix of odd and even.
55.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Okay, so the way the sun came down, it half of his above deck, so the sun deck out, and then downstairs was just like the cement floor, but they had like a swing and
that's nice.
The TV and everything, but the sun, in other words, here's a TV screen. Half the screen got hit by the sun. Over and over again.
Oh,
so
that sucks.
Over two seasons,
stupid ass son.
Half the stupid TV was like a different color on the screen. I was like, God, man, you should have got you one of them little.
Put like an awning on it or something.
So, yeah, some kind of thing to hang down
and
or
cover it.
Turn the TV the other direction.
I know if that situation with the fireplace and everything, and then you have the kitchen, if we had an outdoor shower, I'd never see my husband. God. He would just live outside because he always got hot. He was so like hot natured.
Yeah.
So he likes staying. He likes going outside because I'm cold nature.
I'm not allowed to have a grill where I'm at.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But they got these grills outside. Like, you know, the permanent ones like you see at campsites. Like, I don't want to use that.
Those that come up on some kind of steel rod.
Yeah.
And it's just that black.
Like a gas grill?
No, it's just like a black box.
Like when you'd see it like a state park.
Electric.
He'd put charcoal in it, but I'm like.
You don't know what all's been cooked on there.
It's halfway down. I'd have to sit out here for like, you know, a half hour watching the meat because somebody would come take it.
Yeah.
Can you
some
imagine?
Animal would hop up there and
of
take
course.
It.
Have you seen the way the bears are now?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to cook somebody else's burger.
I worry about cats more than anything.
But I miss that grill taste.
You worry about cats more than anything.
Well, I mean, we have more stray cats in my neighborhood than we do bears.
Which is a surprise because of your very urban setting where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Very urban.
Oh, we got so many animals.
If they cross the highway, they're going to get smashed.
They do. And one time, in my backyard, my dog grabbed something from the backyard and ran and went under the bed with it. And I thought...
Came in the house?
Yeah, she ran in, took it under the bed.
Was it a baby immigrant?
And I was afraid it was a snake, and she didn't know any different because she was kind of young.
Oh, yeah.
It was a possum.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Into the home?
Into the house. And they're aggressive, can they be? Yeah.
Said that conjugation was crazy. They're aggressive, can they be?
I know raccoons can be, but I'm not sure about. I was thinking possums play dead.
Radish.
But I didn't know. So what I did.
Aggressive possum.
So what,
they're
like,
very aggressive, can they be? Yes.
I'm like, okay, let me just see the situation. So I grabbed like a quilt off my bed and just scooped it out of her hand, ran down the stairs and threw it out.
Oh, you're talking like
thing.
A
whip
like,
it around its tail and stuff.
No, I just grabbed the quilt from the bed and just
we're talking like a full-grown possum.
Yes, God, and oh grabbed God. It and then threw it outside. And then when I saw it run, I was like, oh my God, that was in my house under my bed.
They're dicks, man. But don't you have the dog
what
door?
About them?
Yeah, that's how she grabbed it. She grabbed it from outside because she's got this patio. There's been other things where my cat would go and she would kill these little lizards all the time, and she would put them in the dog bowl. I don't know why.
Like a collection of them?
Yeah, I think it was just a little present.
She was trying to feed them to the dog, you think?
I don't know what it was.
Here's a treat, or am I trying to kill you?
God, you make it sound like you live in the Amazon. Like, I didn't know there was that much going on.
No, I live down, almost close to downtown, and yeah. It's just like...
I mean, look, all the animals are getting pushed out, right, because of all the construction. Lizards too.
These little geckos are so cute.
You're gonna have raccoon issues.
Well, raccoons are mean and they attack cats
and chickens. Really, any animal smaller than them,
they're just
what
jerks.
If they boy I'm they're most cussed hard what if they screw with rats at all, like if they get at like a big field rat?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think the cats would probably get the rats though, because they like them.
You're thinking of Tom and Jerry, though.
Well, I mean, Lulu.
I never had a hole that big. If you had a hole that big on the bottom of your wall, are you not going to patch it up eventually?
You should. Call somebody.
Jerry had a little mailbox on there.
Well, there's a flap, the door, that they come in and out. And, well, Lulu brought in a mouse in the middle of the night, and I heard it scream like, shoot, like, if you ever hear that, it's terrible.
It is really odd, the truces. Some animals have. Chipmunks and squirrels will not mess with each other.
Yeah.
The squirrels won't try to kill them.
It just dawned on me what truces meant.
Like,
I didn't understand it at first. The truces.
I see it all the time. I'm like, the squirrel would not, he could easily kill the chipmunk and he won't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe they're partners in crime.
I don't know, man. It's like they ignore each other. But if you see, like, dogs don't do that to each other. They're either killing each other or trying to smell each other to death.
I had a squirrel in my backyard that I named Pooh because he ate all my bird food and got really fat.
Oh, it's not because he was eating crap?
Well, he's eating everything. I tried to feed the birds, but every time I turn around, there was no bird feed. And I'm like, damn, birds, what you doing?
All squirrels love bird food.
Then I realized it was a squirrel.
I got rid of the feeder because of the squirrels.
What if it's the... Those little salamanders, man. Get some of that bird seed. That's good stuff, man. I don't like the black ones, though, man. Those are hard to break. Remember that the trail mix that had those little black nuts in there?
Oh, yeah. Crack them. Thought you meant black salamanders.
No, I'm cool with all salamanders. I like the green ones, if I'm being honest. I like those the best.
What about the purple ones?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You don't like them?
I have to say, they're not my favorite salamanders.
You're like a snake with arms and legs. Really weird looking.
Green lizard.
Green lizard.
I don't know. I always write down like bullet points of things to hit just off the top of my head. And then we just get on here and roll and never. And that's great. Like, that is so good.
Yeah, you never know what where it's going to turn. Where's it gonna go?
Somebody said that possums aren't aggressive, so I'm sorry.
Bull stud. Yeah, I've heard them. I've had them hiss at me before.
Who sent that text?
Like Dracula.
Go smack him.
I don't know. I just didn't want them in the house.
Like a karate master going, hey.
Because an 80-pound dog could hurt a possum.
Possibly.
Yeah. But could a possum hurt an 80-pound dog?
See, what else is in your house that you don't know about?
Yeah. I don't know. I should check under the bed every day because Lord knows.
You got some like incubating stuff under there. eggs and whatnot.
I do vacuum pretty much every day and mop.
You said that. That is crazy.
Yeah,
you've heard that. Mop and vacuum your floors every day. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Downstairs, not upstairs. Because they're bad. I mean, it's like in and out, in and out.
You must have a Swiffer power mop you just like to use.
I Swiffer. With the spray.
Well.
Is it a power mop or an SW14?
I have an off-brand.
No, it's just a
Swiffer. It's from the island of Kiwi. It's called a Queefer. And it works just as good. The brand logo is a little different. That's it. But it's
all
fine.
It is.
Yeah.
Sounds.
Has anybody seen my Queefer?
Your Queefer.
I have an odd stain here on the floor. I need
Ew.
To clean up.
That was you.
My Queefer Swiffer.
The brown spot came from you.
Yes. all right. We're getting a whole bunch of stuff today. We're already behind. We don't want that to happen. So I'm going to ask you, Paige, this question. What you working on? All right, I'm going to finish. Let me
sorry.
She's like an anxious witness on the witness stand. Let me finish the question. What are you working on in the plaques?
Well, he did it!
You wouldn't believe what a man put through one of those bank teller tubes. He got arrested for it. I'll tell you what happened next in New York. In your Rise Guys headlines.
Trying to ask.
I think I got a good guess, but I don't want to spoil it and be right.
I mean, I'm going to think it's a Dugan.
I was going to say you put a loaf in there.
Oh.
A hot one.
Maybe.
A hot loaf.
God. Nice corn log.
That means a number two. All right. We'll find out the true answer next to Rise Guys headlines. Happy Tuesday, Eve.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and we begin with this. Our headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric. What did the man put in one of those bank teller tubes in New York, in Bath, New York?
I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to say
a poo-poo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with his Meat whistle. I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
They call me Maurice. I sound like I'm getting ready to do the traffic. kidding, Bill.
I can't do kidding. It. All right. Well, that neither one of you are correct, unfortunately. But this guy arrested. So this is a man in Bath, New York, as we said, in the southwestern part of the state. He was arrested after he placed a lit cigar in the drive-through money tube at the bank. He did it intentionally, but it's unclear why he decided to do that to somebody. So we don't know if he did it out of anger or just to be a jerk, but you know. So he's a 33-year-old guy named Jacob Franck, and he was charged with assault in the third degree and reckless endangerment in the
assault?
Second degree.
Assault? Oh, did the person get burned when they opened it?
Bank employee inhaled the cigar smoke
and that's
when it
assault?
Arrived, and it required medical care.
God,
Franck,
come on, man. That's wild.
Let's see if we can find.
Sounds like a bank teller's moving. It's like, oh my God, it's a bomb. It's smoking, guys. Oh, man.
I'd be kind of scared, though. You know, you see that kind of
crap,
energy.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with people?
Why can I not find this guy's mugshot, man?
It's like, what a weird kind of way to give me a shotgun, sir. Thank you.
What would you rather have?
Pass it back and forth, man.
What if anybody ever farted into it and it carried all the way through to the teller? She opens it up and her hair blows back. Whoa.
She's like, oh, she's going to fight fire with fire.
This money stank. Here, catch this one back. You know, she sends it back to him.
I know. They're pretty fast, though. Yes, sir.
I mean, he's been arrested before. He looks a little disturbed, I guess you could say.
Well, he was arrested for stealing a coffee machine key, whatever that is.
Well, I think it's a key for a coffee machine.
Well, we know that, but I don't know why he did that.
Yeah, he's been arrested for burglary before.
Ooh,
what she said? Taking
never trust a burglar.
Yeah, assault with a cigar.
I won't trust a pergola either. Paige's back deck, I don't trust it.
Why?
Because it's going to rain and I'm going to get wet. I don't trust these slats.
That one I would not trust at all because the canopy was torn in the hurricane.
We have a nice arbor.
I had to cut it down.
Well, you don't have an arbor. You have a roof with holes in it.
It's
got ivy on it.
So I just have the stand.
It's near the vestibule. You mean the lobby? No. It's a vestibule.
What he
right
said.
Over there by the wardrobe.
The wardrobe.
Yeah. My chest or drawers.
Oh, yeah. Come on, people. It's Chester.
Chester drawers.
Get with it.
I have a chest. It's full of drawers. I have all mine in one drawer.
Your chests?
No, my drawers.
It's called word economy. Your chest is in your chest or drawers.
I don't know if you did it on purpose. Either way, it was great. Put all my chest into my drawers, Paige. Yes.
My chest?
Can you put your chest in your drawers?
God almighty.
My
pull. God, we should an experiment. How far up can you pull the boxers? Can you make it one piece?
Let's see. I can bend over and probably do that. Yes, I can.
Nice. I had already envisioned it, so it had already happened.
You don't want your nipples popping out of the fly. You don't want no urethras popping out.
Do you want me to demonstrate?
Yes.
You do?
The answer is always yes. If it involves nudity.
No nudity, but I can do it.
All right. Do what you're going to do. I'm not going to pick up my phone. I see you looking at it.
Where the Borat became.
My hands are in the air, your officer.
Okay.
Your Honor.
Make a live demonstration.
I don't think it's going to be the way I want it to be, but I'll do it as close as I can go.
You got to stand on your head or anything?
No. This way.
How's this going to be? Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, without question. God bless.
Are you dancing?
She was just parking, man.
You're like in a rap video.
You had a weekend, didn't you? Did you get some?
No, I worked.
Did you get laid this weekend?
I never get laid.
In a mall parking lot?
You finally took up the neighbor on his
own. Did you get favors in the mall parking lot?
No. I don't like that parking lot. Somebody was murdered there.
Jesus.
I don't. We leave as soon as it gets
really?
Yes.
I thought you were sitting there for a joke. Like, my thing was going to get murdered there.
No, not going to happen.
I got stabbed in the butt there, guys.
with that situation, the guy that happened to was one of our customers, and it was reported that it was a suicide.
But we don't think so. Yeah, I heard about that.
We don't think so. So that parking lot is great because we take care of it and we love it, but...
You sound like Trump. We love the parking lot. We take care of it.
Litter we don't like.
But there are some nefarious things that happen there that we don't like.
We let certain people park closer to the door. It's just how it is.
And now that it's going to be Christmas season, we get to park somewhere else, which is super nice.
Oh, yeah. They got that overflow lot where you got to go down the road like a half a mile.
Oh, God, I remember that.
I just Amazon at that point.
Yeah. Plus, in their part, don't you lose part of your parking to Christmas tree things? Don't they do that still?
Front, right?
They used to.
Oh. Used to. When I worked at the mall, they had a freaking fair that would routinely be up there at the upper end of the parking lot.
Oh, parking lot fair.
Parking lot fair.
I remember that.
Those were very, very dangerous situations.
Yeah, because if you fall off, there's like no pad or anything.
There's no pad, and that was one where Grace was up in on the... It was a pretty tall Ferris wheel, and right at the top, the door slung open. I'm like, oh, God. Here we go. I'm going to catch you, baby.
Mm. We'll get you.
All right, well, I'm Paige. I'm sorry about that. Those are your Rice Guys headlines.
Probably got a nice view if you got, stopped up top.
Oh, what a nice view of Haywood Road.
You can see halfway up to Hilton, I guess.
Yeah, I remember that. That used to be a movie by the malls. It was only a dollar to go to the movies there. Well, they'd show old movies, new movies.
Used to be O'Charlie's right here.
Yeah, yes. This used to be...
We're changed.
What is it? Not Shenanigans. God bless it. What would it used to be called? Right there. Wait, it's Barnes & Noble now.
You're thinking of Shenanigans from Days of Our Lives.
Oh, shit.
I love that show.
Bennigan's. Shenanigans was from Days of Our Lives. Holy mud. Yeah. That is insane. I just quoted. Yeah, it's funny. Last night, Fatboy and I were at the Boar's Nest. And we were talking about how our days when we'd go to the Regal Beagle. And
now you're talking. Yeah. That is my favorite show.
The great days. All right. Thank you, Paige.
We used to hang out at the 858 every weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you did.
See some comedy there. You'd have some comedy shows.
You wore some cute clothes.
Then we'd shoot up to Emerald City, a Vegas style Greenville club.
Hell yeah.
Which was
go to the Stro.
That's it, the Stro. Yeah, God. Wild
hey guys,
characters.
Want to go to characters tonight?
Oh yeah.
I'm posted up here at the Silver Fox.
Silver Fox. That's two different crowds.
Very much so. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
Oh, did you see anything over the weekend of any football games or anything that stood out to you, maybe?
That South Carolina game was not so good.
All right, I got something I want to show you. Yep.
Yeah, I'm tired of saying should have won that game. Should have won that. But they should have won that game. That was too close.
Bama's getting good, man. That one loss they got to Florida State, a bad Florida State team, but they didn't know how that was going to turn
out.
Yeah,
but, I didn't think there was a chance, but that there's a lot of stupid moves that could have been. But here I'm armchair quarterbacking it now. And I never even played offense.
You know who's sitting pretty is Brian Kelly because they're going to owe him a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It's like James Franklin, Billy Napier. They got a lot of money coming to him.
Oh, must be nice. Must be nice. I should have stuck with coaching. I really should have.
The buyouts are in. Half of them they got to pay within 30 days.
I mean, it's like being a senator or a congressman.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
You get paid during the shutdown when nobody else does.
Oh, boy. All right, sports next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. It was not good this day in sports history, so nothing good happened.
It must be something good then, if you're saying it that way. It must be something happened good to a team you don't like.
Nah, it's all baseball related. Like so-and-so won that. I think it was 99, the Yankees won the series.
Oh, yeah, screw you. Who cares?
04, the Red Sox won the first one, stuff like that.
Freaking Subway Series.
That was 2000,
Jared threw
right?
out the first pitch.
God.
Who was catching? That's awful. Really bad. I regret that one.
That was a terrible documentary.
It was.
And that lady thought she was like, you know, she says the FBI worked her into being an informant, but she thought she was doing something good. She was entertaining this guy's ideas and thoughts about seeing her own kids for way too long.
It's, yeah, but you know what? That'll be the number one watched. Like the other day, somebody told me, he's like, man, you gotta watch this movie, blah, blah, or it's not a movie, it's a documentary. I was like, what is it about? It's like, about this old Karen lady across the street from these kids, and they were always being loud, and finally she ends up killing their mom. I'm like, well, first off, why you would have watched that? Like, it's real. And there's the ending you just told me, you jerk off. Now I know. I'm not going to watch now.
They spoil it for you.
But it's like, that. I don't get it. I don't like crap like that. I like the fake ones. I don't like ones that are I want to pretend life is not that bad, that people aren't that mean and evil. I think that's really what it is.
You don't want to be that cynical going through life.
Yeah.
Tonight's game three of the World Series is tied one game apiece. Yamamoto fanned him in game two. So tonight, who we got going tonight? Who's the probables?
Yamamoto
with his...
Mr. Roboto.
Who pitching tonight?
I tell you what, they have a fantastic freaking team right now.
Man, this is an exciting series. They're both good. Oh, yeah. Tonight is Scherzer and Glasnow.
Max Scherzer. Does he hang out with Charles Schwartzel?
He's slurring.
Charles Schwartzel.
Oh, yes. Scherzer. Only when I hit a off the tee box.
Well, it's got to be Scherzer's last year, right? Let me look him up. He's got to be 40.
I was going to say, he's been a
41.
Rookie year was with Kershaw, I think. Clayton.
God almighty, man, he's made so much money.
Yeah, I told you, we should have stuck with sports.
Should have.
What happened?
I don't know.
It's never too late.
I wanted to be the first defensive Heisman. I guess they're like, never will that happen. It's not even impossible.
Until 1997, then it happened.
Give me the initials.
CW. Should have been Peyton Manning, but it wasn't. He finished second.
Corliss Williamson.
No, that was a basketball player.
Yeah, Wadsworth.
Who do you play basketball for, Corliss Williamson? Real quick.
Burgundy team.
Yeah, 1994 national champions. Bill Clinton called him on the phone after the game in the locker room. Scotty Thurman, Corliss Williamson. Nolan Richardson was the coach. President at the time was from that state.
Shut up!
You can't do this on Jeopardy.
Shut up, Alex. Ken, whoever you are. God.
Oh, you know this.
No, I'm still working on the original question, though. You're working forward to get us to...
Can you just get along?
We are along.
So let's do the first one.
The first one is I'm trying to figure out who the player was, that defensive player that won the Heisman.
Okay.
And I remember him. He was a black guy.
Shocker. Let's go to the very first.
Yeah.
The school, the team, 94, national champions. The president at the time was from that state. Called him in the locker room after the game.
I'm not trying to figure that one out. I'm trying to remember the original question.
But if you go to that one, you can get to that one and then do the other one.
That's too easy.
Arkansas, Charles Woodson.
There you go. Okay, sure.
We'll be here.
That would have been fun
we'll be
for
here
me.
2 hours trying to jog your freaking brain.
I knew Clinton State and everything, but I was like, the initials make me feel better. If I get the initials and I can get it, but then I go with a basketball player first.
Let me show you something that's going to make you feel worse.
God. What's it going to be, a calendar?
No, but Cam Scataboo's lost for the year because of this.
What a name.
Look at his ankle. He dislocated it. Yeah.
Oh, let me see.
He got pulled down like almost like a horse collar type tackle.
Oh, my God.
Who would have been?
The poor look at that
thing.
Might have been rookie of the year.
Oh, they're showing it on TV right now.
Might have been rookie of the year.
Nope, that's a different game. But somebody else pulled their hammy.
Oh, yeah. Allegedly pulled his hamstring.
Caw.
You see his ankle sticking up and his foot's going the other way.
Chad, boy, I know somebody that's got.
He's going to have he's all those tendons.
Big money card of his. Oh, boy.
He had surgery last night. Done for the year.
Did he break anything or is it just.
Just dislocated his ankle. Some bitch was going the other way.
He's lucky he didn't break his fibula.
I don't know where bones are. So
it's the small bone in there.
You're breaking my patience right now.
I'm going to put a small bone in your back. You keep talking about,
that
the appendix.
Very nasty. And you should be ashamed of
yourself. Oh, I'm trying to catch up to everybody else.
He's going to point you. He's just going to poke you on the back.
That's what it was. What was the name of that Swiffer again you bought?
It was from Kiwi, and it was called a Queefer.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.